First, if you will, a little bit of background on you and your company.
Well, Iant Roof was founded in 1999. I had previously founded two other internet companies and sold them and went to work for internet.com. And there I was director of email operations, and I saw the value of email, especially the value of B2B email, business to business. And so what I did is I formed a company called iEntry, and it we created hundreds of different niche email newsletters targeting mostly businesses that were trying to market themselves on the internet. How do we market ourselves? How do we find customers? How do we find, you know, how do we deal with all this new technology called the internet?
Were you here in Lexington at that time, or were you somewhere else?
No, I was here in Lexington, originally from Southern California, but I started my first internet businesses in 1993 here in Lexington. But what happened was I started a company called NewsLinks. And it was the first news aggregation site on the internet, kind of like we see Google News today. The concept of linking, deep linking as they used to call it, was not something everybody was used to. I mean, we had calls from all kinds of companies, including the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, saying, do you have permission to link? And well, in that process, I always answered, well, yes, we have permission. That is what the internet is about, linking. But if you'd like us not to drive traffic to your website, we won't. But they always said, okay, go ahead and do it. And so what happened was we caught the notice of Netscape. And Netscape was the only web browser at the time, and they had an email client that was attached to it. And they invented the concept of HTML email, basically inline images in your email that look like web pages. And they came to us and a few others and asked if we'd be part of a new program called Inbox Direct. And in that process, this super popular browser promoted our newsletter on their website. And we got hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and that's how I got involved in HTML email.
What was it about the newsletter concept that attracted you, or what light bulb went off that made you make the connection between the two?
What I saw at NewsLinks is that email was a super powerful way to directly connect with subscribers, and then I realized that could also be directly connecting with potential customers of clients, advertisers. And so very quickly, I developed an advertising model for NewsLinks, and then I also developed an advertising model for Internet.com's newsletters. They weren't really putting advertising in them. And so it became the number one source of revenue for Internet.com during the tenure I was there.